Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
In all the years of doing the Bizarre File, I think that this is probably the most received story that I've ever got sent to me. Because people will send stories to me that they see online and say, hey, you might want to add this to the Bizarre File.
This is the one you have easily received the most.
In the time that the story came out to receiving it. So everybody sent me this, so here you go.
Okay.
In a new case study, Irish doctors report the baffling case of a 33-year-old man who injected his own semen intravenously for a year and a half, a self-developed cure intended to treat his chronic back pain.
So he was injecting himself with his own semen in hopes of curing his back pain.
With a needle.
With a needle.
Yeah.
It was already in him.
It does not appear. Yeah, exactly.
It was already in you, you moron.
It does not appear to have worked. After reportedly injecting semen into his arm every month for 18 months, the man finally sought medical attention, but not for his arm. The patient instead complained of severe sudden onset lower back pain, having lifted a heavy steel object 3 days beforehand.
Do you know how when you're a kid you mix, I'm going to take toothpaste, I'm going to mix it with Lavoris, and I'm going to cure cancer. Yeah, yeah. That's what this guy did.
During his checkup, the doctor found a patch of red swelling on his right forearm.
Oh, that's my semen pus.
After which the man admitted that he'd been injecting himself with his own semen using a hypodermic needle that he purchased online.
What? Did he say what he predicated this concept on?
No, he didn't. This time around, he had injected three, quote, doses of semen entering both his blood vessels and his muscles.
Yes, into the muscles.
He was going deep down into it.
Yeah.
And apparently,
it doesn't work if you don't go right into the muscle.
The doctors at Adelaide and Mental Health Hospital in Ireland said this is the first reported case of semen injection for use as a medical treatment.
We recommend you also stop the poop toothpaste.
It was in a case study titled Seemingly Harmless Back Pain and Unusual Presentation of the Subcutaneous Abscess.
Oh, my God.
The swollen region grew and hardened around the area on his arm where he'd injected his semen, and an X-ray revealed an area of trapped air beneath the man's skin. The doctors immediately hospitalized the patient, treating him with an intravenous antimicrobial therapy. After the patient's back pain improved, he discharged himself.
It was just part of the treatment.
The doctors performed a search of the medical literature and beyond, revealing not a single case of intravenous semen injection for back pain.
So I assume they gave him a plaque or something.
After dutifully reporting the first ever case of a man injecting himself with his own semen to try and treat his back pain, the authors offered a warning. They said it's dangerous for the untrained to perform intravenous injections on themselves, especially when they're injecting things that aren't supposed to be injected into veins like semen.
Well, you figure, right?
Yep. So just thought I'd pass that along. Wow. I may do that again in the next Bizarre File. You never know. All right. A couple caught having sex in the woods while smeared in blood, surrounded by a circle of chanting women, were taking part in a bizarre fertility ceremony. This is in England. A 4-year-old dog sniffed out the daylight sex romp in Hawksworth Woods near Leeds, which is popular with families, dog walkers, and runners.
And obviously Satanists.
A group of 3 or 4 onlookers dressed in matching cream tunics and swimming cap-style headgear.
Oh, my God.
Were chanting in a foreign language as a couple had sex on a plastic sheeting.
Now the semen story seems normal.
The dog, Kai, was being walked by his owner, who asked not to be named, when he ran in through a gap and in a couple of fence posts into the woodland.
You guys playing cards?
The owner said, Kai disappeared, and I heard what I thought was shouting and swearing from the woods. I went into the woods to grab him, and I saw two people completely naked on a white plastic sheet.
I know what this looks like.
The woman was laid down flat on her back with her arms and legs out like a snow angel and with her eyes shut. The man was knelt between her legs, praying and chanting, and they began having intercourse. A dead black crow-like bird was beside the pair, and the man daubed some of the bird's blood into the woman's forehead.
Do you guys know where the baseball field is?
Kai's owner grabbed her dog and left the wood and immediately telephoned her friend to come and help her. Two friends quickly decided to visit a nearby school, a grade school, because they were concerned children leaving their lessons could stumble upon the sex group.
I see you guys are busy, but do you know if you can use drones in this park?
Locals were amazed at the brazen antics in the woodland, regularly used for cross-country runs, a nearby secondary school as a playground for younger children. Police stepped up patrols in the area.
I would say so. Since then, we have a picture of her with the dried blood all over her face.
No, that's Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, that's not...
I thought it looked like Kim Kardashian.
Mm-hmm. A Texas woman was arrested this week after police say she shot and killed her boyfriend last month while posing for a Snapchat. Autumn King, 20 years old, was arrested Monday, and police say she killed 26-year-old Eric Charles Allen while he took a picture of her posing with the loaded rifle.
Uh-oh.
The couple were inside their home when, with two children when the shooting took place. King told detectives that she was posing with a rifle and aiming it directly at the victim, who was holding King's phone for a Snapchat photo. She said that's when she accidentally pulled the trigger, shooting him. She said that they were trying to be like Bonnie and Clyde, and that she thought that he was...
Bonnie and Clyde died in a hail of bullets.
That he was playing at first when he hit the ground. But I think she was talking about taking pictures with guns.
Oh.
An autopsy report confirmed that Allen died from a gunshot wound. The matter of death was ruled a homicide. While King told investigators that the shooting was accidental, police recovered a photo from the scene... which contained a video showing the couple arguing minutes before the shooting. According to the report, King and Allen were arguing about cheating on one another. She was charged with manslaughter, so we'll see what ends up happening. And then one last story. We'll end with this. A Taiwanese woman was stopped at a customs checkpoint on the island of Kinmen after returning from a visit to China. Coast Guard officials were conducting routine inspections when they noticed a woman was walking awkwardly. Well, they found she had 24 gerbils strapped to her legs.
What?
And they were covered by a skirt. She claimed that she was smuggling them for friends and had purchased them at a pet store in China.
Gerbil smuggling.
Officials believe that she was sent by a smuggling ring to test out inspection procedures at the port.
Didn't this stuff start with Jerry Penicoli?
The 60-year-old was charged with violating the Infectious Animal Disease Prevention and Control Act. And the animals were euthanized.
What did they do?
Yeah, 24 gerbils, exactly.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
We'll start with this story of a very large shark. Was a very large shark, was spotted circling a group of four people as they tried to escape a boat that had just burst into flames in Sydney, Australia.
Of course.
The group saw smoke coming from the engine room of the 34-foot luxury Mariner as it floated near Watson's Bay. They quickly put on their life jackets and they contacted NSW Maritime as the flames began to overtake the boat. A rescue team was dispatched, but the group were forced to jump into the water before they arrived as the fiberglass boat was almost completely engulfed. So here you go. Burn to death or jump into shark-infested waters? According to the director of the NSW Maritime, Roger Week said, our boating safety officer and the men rescued actually saw very large sharks swimming past. He described the rescue as a miracle, explaining that the blaze appears to have been caused by an electrical fault in the engine compartment. And he commended the group for immediately contacting authorities, putting their life jackets on, and jumping into the water. They weren't...
Well.
Yeah, looky here.
Looky here.
Barbecue.
This is just not your day.
A man is facing charges for exposing and touching himself in public for the second time in 1 week.
Well, now he's getting it right.
Jason Teets was first arrested January.
Maybe I understand why he's doing it.
January 9th, following his incident at the Hotel Zamora.
My name is Teets.
On St. Pete Beach, police said Teets was found naked and touching himself at the hotel's rooftop lounge. He was arrested and bonded out shortly after.
Great place, huh?
Police said Teets was caught again on Saturday, this time on Clearwater Beach.
Mr. Teets, would you please stop spanking it?
According to an arrest report, five young girls spotted Teets pleasuring himself near the cabanas in front of the Hyatt Regency Hotel. So the girls told a cabana boy, 17-year-old Tyler Bauer.
What am I supposed to do?
Bauer tried to tried to approach Teets to see what was happening.
I'm so sorry. I see you're busy. Would you mind stopping that?
Mr. Teets.
I am an authorized cabana boy.
He said he just kind of walked off, and when I followed him and yelled, get back here, you're not going to get away with what you just did. The teen chased the suspect into a nearby parking garage where he and a few good Samaritans were able to hold on to Teets.
Why, Mr. Teets, you're beautiful.
Until police arrived. Police responded and took Teets into custody. He now faces several felonies, including lewd and lasciviousness.
My brother, Mr. Nips.
Exhibition.
Different dad.
Exactly.
Arrest records show that Teets is actually facing similar charges in South Dakota as well. He's a busy man.
Gets around.
In South Dakota and then all the way down spanking to Florida.
Dakota. Yeah.
All right. And then one last story. You saw this yesterday. A colossal disc of ice that looked like something from out of this world formed on a river in Maine earlier this week.
It actually looks like a lunar photograph.
Yeah. The city of Westbrook, Maine shared amazing images on Monday of a giant frozen disc that formed on the Presumpscot River.
Look at this, Kathy.
A web developer's company has an office overlooking the river where the disc formed, estimates the disc to be 300 feet in diameter and rotating counterclockwise. Doug Bertelsmann said it kind of looks like a crop circle. It's pretty wild.
It looks like a crop circle over there. Spinning disc. I ain't never seen nothing like that.
This is a still photo, though. But if you see the video,
it's spinning like a spinning disc.
Yes, it sure is.
The photos show the ice disc to be larger than a nearby multi-story parking garage. Matt Battle, an associate professor of physics at Bowdoin College, said that...
You know what? I think that's larger than the parking garage.
He said, I've never seen...
That's what I think.
I've never seen anything like
it. Probably smaller than, like, the Houston Astrodome.
He said it's definitely not being caused by the Coriolis force.
Yeah, they're from the Transformers.
No, that's what objects experience because of the Earth's rotation. He said it's marvelous. It looks marvelous. It's a beautiful thing. The ice disk does not appear to be going up or downstream at this time, and it could get bigger as more ice forms.
Well, you can see there's a curve in the topography there that where it helped form it, but it is rotating slowly. It is worth looking at. I know it sounds dumb, but it's pretty amazing.
It looks almost perfectly circular. So, but anyhow, the
it's
city
the goddamnedest thing I ever saw.
Posted a drone video of the ice disc on its Facebook page.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.